can't wait for the numbers for the VMAs. I'm dying to see that.
Why, you think they're going to be super low?
I think they're going to be non-existent.
Well, because a lot of people, when they watch the VMAs, they don't actually watch them on I mean, I guess some people do watch on TV. I don't know many people that do. But like right now, I'm watching the Met Gala on Twitter, you know, and on the Vogue Instagram page. And I think a lot of people do that. In fact, I watched the parts of the VMAs that I saw, I watched on MTV on their Instagram. So I watched, but, you know, I mean, like, they're not going to get any television numbers out of me. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And it's weird because the people that are into the VMAs, people that are into Billie Eilish and Olivia Rodrigo and some of the artists, you know, Doja Cat, whatever, they're not really people that sit down and even have, I don't have TV anymore. And I'm older than most of the people that are interested in those artists and the VMAs and whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm a little aged out of that category. And even I don't have cable.
It was on 15 different channels last night. Yeah. So I think even Cartoon Network had it. I don't know. It was everywhere. But to me, I couldn't last 15 minutes in it. It was just, I can't.
Well, that's why a lot of people, what they end up doing is just watching the highlights the next day. So if you get, you know, a site that does really good with the highlights, I just go to YouTube the next day. There's always really good highlights. Somebody put together just the acceptance speeches, and I pulled a couple of those that I wanted to discuss with you. But there's a couple of things I wanted to ask you about. So if you did watch the VMAs, even if you didn't, the whole idea was that it was the 40th anniversary of MTV. 40 years of MTV. So they had Madonna, who was one of their big artists when they first launched, you know, they had Madonna open the show. Now, my friends and I are kind of battling back and forth how we feel about Madonna. She posted some pictures on Instagram where she has these giant boobs and she has them like pushed up. They're practically like choking her to death. And I mean, the body is to die for, like still in amazing shape. So she comes out and she says, and they said they wouldn't last, which was really cliche and stupid. Whoever writes her bits like needs an upgrade. But she did look incredible. 63 years old. And she looks, I mean, just like Madonna. Mm-hmm. And then she's wearing like one of her old school Madonna outfits where it's because she's doing this Madame X thing. So she's wearing like this bustier and fishnets and heels. And she flips around and she's got, it's all butt. She gave us all the butt. And her ass is amazing. It's still like, it's in great shape, not just for a 63-year-old, for women in general.
No, she had an ass job. That is implants. That's not her ass. Her ass has never looked like that. That's a whole new ass. She bought that ass.
You think?
1,000,000%. She got a butt implant. I will bet my life on it. She's always had a little butt. She came out with a skinny waist and a huge ass.
Right.
It was a huge, not many 63-year-olds have a huge ass unless the rest of you looks like the huge ass. But the huge ass with this, no, that was fake.
See, that's the weird thing. Like, so if you have a huge ass, usually you have huge other things like what you're saying. You're not teeny tiny skinny and then just butt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's Madonna. You know, I mean, she might have a trainer that just they do.
You can't
squats.
Train for huge ass. You can't train for bubble ass. Bubble ass comes from a doctor.
Here's the thing that my friends and I are debating. I think that Madonna's message to the world is you can still look this good and sexy at 63. Like it flies in the face of ageism for people that are all like, you got to be 18 to look like. No, I think that her message is 63, still hot, still sexy, got the 26-year-old boyfriend, still cranking it out on stage. Not that 63 is old, but, you know, by pop diva standards, it is. In fact, I think about Dr. Dre, who retired at 50 because he was like, nobody wants to see a 50-year-old rapper. Like, literally, no. Even Dr. Dre was, like, self-aware. It's like, nobody wants to see me on a stage at 50. Like, just no. Not Madonna. She's still out there doing it. So I was like, that's a very empowering message. She's a woman. You know, women in the pop music industry are sexualized all the time. And they're, you know, ageism and all that kind of stuff. Like, they are objectified. Not her. She took her power back. My friends were like, that bitch is thirsty. Like, it is not age appropriate. Cyndi Lauper came out. She wasn't like, ba-boom, ba-boom. She was just Cyndi Lauper. She was kind of dressed like Stevie Nicks. Like, she definitely wasn't, you know, she's probably around the same age as Madonna, and she was age appropriate. So, I don't know. Do you think Madonna's like thirsty and it, reinvent yourself as a 63-year-old, not as a 23-year-old? Or are you down with the way she looks right now?
No.
And her message.
If she can pull it off, though, at 63 years old, good for her. Let her do it. Let her open the show. I didn't think it was weird. I thought she still looked good.
I did too. I didn't. My friends, especially like a lot of my gay friends who are in the fashion industry, they were like, oh, so thirsty, Mary. So yeah, they could not deal. But I don't know. I thought it was a good message. I thought the message was sexy at any age. I was, you know, I felt kind of inspired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the things that happened. And I don't want to go through all the acceptance speeches because it doesn't, none of them. Let's talk about what happened between Machine Gun Kelly and Conor McGregor. That was the highlight of the night. It happened on the red carpet. So we don't know exactly what happened, but people are saying now that Conor McGregor tried to get a selfie with, some people say it was with Machine Gun Kelly. Other people say it was with Megan Fox. I'm thinking, of course, Megan Fox.
Right. Nobody wants a selfie with Machine Gun Kelly.
No. And Machine Gun Kelly cock blocked him. Mm-hmm. Like, get away from my girl, especially because, I don't know if you saw her, she was wearing one of those like naked dresses.
Mm-hmm. She always wears naked dresses.
Yeah, this one was like, yeah, that's all she owns is naked. That's true. It's a good point. Why does she bother getting dressed? Just show up naked. Don't even put clothes on.
She tries to get as close to naked as possible, and every time she's out, she looks like that. When she's in a movie, she's halfway
that's
naked.
True.
If you saw her in clothes, you'd be like, I don't know who that is.
Who is that? Yeah, right. Who is that? So Conor McGregor allegedly tried to get a selfie with Megan Fox. Machine Gun Kelly cock blocked him, and McGregor, being the hothead that he is, instead of being like, oh, okay, that's cool man, throws his drink on Machine Gun Kelly and then goes to throw a punch.
No.
But by the time he threw the drink, security was on him so fast that he throws a punch into the air. There's video of it. He's like, he's punching the air, and they pull him away. And then they pull away Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, and everyone's really shaken up, and they're like, what's going on? What's happening? And they pull them away down one side, and they pull Conor McGregor on the other side. Why was Conor McGregor there? People were like, why was he there in a hot pink suit? He's best friends with Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
They are best friends. In fact, when Bieber did his acceptance speech, he thanked his wife and Conor McGregor. So I do want to play that acceptance speech because there's a lot going on there that we have to talk about.
So I appreciate it.
Okay, so he's wearing a hoodie under a big giant jacket.
And some jeans or pants from the 90s.
Right, some like baggy jeans from the 90s. He's got his hood up. He can't even bother to take his hood down.
Right. No, I'm just way too cool. No, what it was is he was backstage and they found that coat somewhere. It's on the rack that you can borrow.
It's funny you would say that. I thought that he came just in the hoodie and the jeans. And they said, you can't go out there like that. Like, you know, no jacket, no shoes. You know, like these restaurants that you have to dress nicely. Mm-hmm. It looks like a jacket that they threw on him backstage. Like, here, put this on.
Yeah, it's like when I worked at Fox, when you go into the dressing room, there's all these suit coats. So if you forgot one, it's like give one, take one. It's like a penny. So yeah. I think that's what it was. He walked in and there was a bunch of coats. They said, pick one. And he said, well, this one kind of doesn't fit. And they said, it's better than nothing.
They're calling your name. Get up there. Yeah.
Because this one doesn't even really fit.
It's way too big on him.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in the world as we speak. I know you guys have probably heard it a lot, but we are in unprecedented times right now. With this COVID.
Is he preaching to me now?
Well, remember, he thinks he's a preacher.
Right.
So he's not just, everybody else got up and thanked people in their lives. They thanked their producers. Machine Gun Kelly said that he and the director fought and hated each other, but this is for you, man, kind of thing. And Travis Scott got up and did all of his. He went down the list of everybody to thank. He thanked his daughter. He did not thank Kylie Jenner, by the way. But he did, you know, they just sort of went down the list of the of everyone they have to thank and the fans. Justin Bieber, remember, he's a preacher. So
right. He
feels the need to say a little more than just thank you.
That's why he's got the double-breasted suit coat.
Thing that's happening, you know, it's not a COVID thing, but it's a big deal, you know? And I just wanted to say that music is such an amazing opportunity.
It still has the tag on it. He didn't even buy it, really.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It has, okay, so when you buy a coat and it has that tag on the sleeve you're supposed to cut off, yeah, so this is how I know that it is something that some stylist threw on him as he was walking on the stage.
That or it's a very expensive suit coat and he wants to take it back tomorrow. So he hasn't cut that part off.
Right.
Opportunity and an amazing outlet to be able to reach people and to be able to bring us all together. And that's why we're here right now, right?
It's a good point he makes. Together,
you know, and we got a lot more in common than we don't. And I look around here and I see so many beautiful faces. You know, I really do believe the best is yet to come. So I want to say thank you guys so much.
Here we go.
I look over here and I see my beautiful wife. And I just want to say I love you so much.
She's wearing a gown,
Travis,
by the way.
Scott. Man, you inspire me so much. Thank you for being you. Connor, we're going to get him next time, my boy. Let's go. Hey,
I don't know. And he thanks Connor McGregor, who's standing next to him in a hot pink suit. I have no idea why Connor McGregor is there. But here's the weird thing. So he's standing there looking like he woke up on a Sunday morning, threw on what was on the floor that didn't smell bad. Mm-hmm. And his wife is wearing Hailey Bieber. Is wearing this gorgeous gown, hair and makeup. She spent hours, you know. It's like they're going to two completely different events.
Yeah. Did they not drive together?
Yeah, sure. Of course they did.
And she didn't say, you know, usually you tell your boyfriend, your husband, your girlfriend, maybe you should put something else on. I think this is a fancy event.
Right.
This is the time you might put on a shirt that you have to iron.
And if you remember, Justin Bieber, him coming to these awards is a big deal because he's very anti-award. He stopped going to the Grammys because he felt that they were racist, that they were that they favored white artists over black artists, over Hispanic artists. Like he took that stance. He and Drake did.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of them still feel that way about a lot of these award ceremonies, that it's just all a bunch of white people and there's not enough people of color being honored. But the VMAs are different because it's the fans who vote. So what you saw was a good variety of artists there, male, female, different ethnicities. I love that Lil Nas X showed up in a gown and he had this weird wig on. Mm-hmm. And my favorite thing is, so I don't know if you follow Lil Nas X, but he was doing this whole joke thing all week where he had a pregnancy belly put on and he was doing videos with this pregnancy belly. And then he shows up for the VMAs in this gorgeous gown as himself. And people are like, you shouldn't lose the pregnancy weight that fast. It's really unhealthy.
Well, you know that thing that your grandmother puts on the counter and puts the pan when it comes off the stove on it so it doesn't burn the counter? That's what Doja Cat was wearing.
Like a trivet.
What the hell was she wearing last night?
I thought she looked like a worm. Like she was all okay. So the outfit that she was wearing, a dress, the skirt was normal. And then the top came up over her head and covered her entire head, except for just her little face coming through. And I think she even made a joke that it was like her worm outfit or something. But yeah, Doja Cat, she's out there, man. Her first single that was on Broad City was about eating pussy. You know
right.
what I mean? So she likes to really put it all out there, fashion, her language, what she talks about, what she sings about, what she raps about. I mean, she's pretty amazing. She was the host.
They probably wheeled in a bunch of dresses and they said, choose one. Why are you going to choose that one?
Because it's the VMAs and you want to be memorable. And the funniest thing about it is, so the VMAs were last night. The Met Gala is tonight. And the theme of the Met Gala tonight is like American life. everybody's just showing up in like regular gowns. I'm like, what Doja Cat wore last night to the VMAs is wackier than anything anybody is wearing today.
That's like, just ridiculous. We're showing it now. It's just ridiculous. I would be fine if she was comfortable, but she's not comfortable. You can tell she's in hell right now wearing that.
She looks like she's in the larval stage. Like she is in the midst of becoming a butterfly, but right now she's still a worm. She's still a caterpillar.
But her head is poked out, so she's almost there.
She's coming out. She's just coming. It's like, yeah, you know what? Okay, look at it this way. I think it also looks like somebody bent over and she's coming out of their ass. It looks like her face is coming out of a big giant butthole, which I was really impressed with. I was like, she achieves a lot with this look.
It's a quilt.
Yeah, but it's a quilt that's two different quilts. The top is one color and the bottom is another color.
It's like four different quilts with jewelry on it.
But can't you see what I'm talking about? That it looks like a lady bent over. And Doja's face is where the butthole
would
be.
You're wearing a butthole. Wow.
Yeah, it's like, is she being born? Is she? It's the whole thing is, it's a little out there.